welcome to the introductory episode of Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your co-host, Ken Eckelbarger, and here's your host, Chris P. Bacon.
Ron Eckelbarger, although I do love Crispy Bacon. What we are setting out to do with this podcast is to present you with the best in comedy from years gone by. Let's face it, the world is a pretty messed up place. I don't need to recount for you the horrors plastered all over the news in the last 6 months, let alone the last year. What we need is a little respite, a break. What we need is what Dr. Leo Marvin prescribed for Bob Wiley.
A vacation from my problems!
So we are going to take an audio time travel excursion to the 1930s, 40s, and 50s, the simpler time before the advent of the personal computer or cell phone, and for some of those programs, even before the dawn of television, a time when radio was king.
Some of us will remember listening to these programs live while they were actually on the air. Others of us have only heard these programs on tape or CD or from another podcast. For some of us, old-time radio comedy may be a completely new experience. For most of us, though, many of the names are quite familiar from TV and movies. Bob Hope, George Burns and Gracie Allen, Groucho Marx and Lucille Ball. One thing I need to do as we get started is to give a lot of credit to Adam Graham, the host of Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. I started listening to his podcast years ago, and it has brought me countless hours of listening pleasure. I highly recommend that you go to greatdetectives.net and check out his podcast. It is from Adam Graham that I got the idea for the podcast and its format. There are a lot of podcasts out there, and even some streaming stations, that air old-time radio programs. What appealed to me about the Great Detectives of Old-Time Radio podcast was that Adam aired the episodes in chronological order, in the order that they were originally broadcast.
That is what we are going to do with old-time radio comedy shows. We have searched for all the public domain episodes of these comedy shows that we can find. We've cleaned up the audio as best we can, because some of these recordings are pretty old. And then we will bring them to you 3 times a week. So here's the plan. A new podcast will be released every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. On Mondays, we will listen to My Favorite Husband, starring Lucille Ball and Richard Denning.
On Wednesdays, we'll bring you the Bob Hope radio show. And then, on Fridays, it will be The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix.
At the end of each show, we will provide some commentary and listener questions and comments.
What we want to do today is give you a taste of what is to come when the podcast gets going on a regular basis. Today we are bringing to you one of the best known comedy sketches of all time, Abbott and Costello's Who's On First routine.
Now let's listen to Abbott and Costello from April 17, 1947.
Well, Costello, I'm going to New York with you. You know, Bucky Harris, the Yanks manager, gave me a job as coach for as long as you're on the team.
Look, Abbott, if you're a coach, you must know all the players.
I certainly do.
Well, you know, I never met the guys, so you'll have to tell me their names, and then I'll know who's playing on the team.
Oh, I'll tell you their names, but you know, strange it may seem, they give these ball players nowadays very peculiar names.
You mean funny names?
Strange names, pet names, like Dizzy Dean and...
His brother Daffy.
Daffy Dean.
And their French cousin.
French?
Gouffet.
Gouffet Dean, oh, I see. Well, let's see, we have on the bags, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
That's what I want to find out.
I say, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
Are you the manager?
Yes.
You're going to be the coach too?
Yes.
And you know the fellow's name?
Oh, I should.
Well, then who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the fellow's name.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The first baseman.
Who?
The guy playing first.
Who is on first?
I'm asking you who's on first.
That's the man's name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
That's it.
That's who?
Yes.
Look, you got a first baseman?
Certainly.
Who's playing first?
That's right.
When you pay off the first baseman every month, who gets the money?
Every dollar of it.
All I'm trying to find out is the fellow's name on first base.
Who?
The guy that gets the
That's
money.
That's it.
Who gets the money on
he
first?
He does, every dollar. Sometimes his wife comes down and collects it.
Whose wife?
Yes. What's wrong with that?
Look, all I want to know is when you sign up the first baseman, How does he sign his name to the contract? The guy.
Who?
How does he sign his
name? That's how he signs it.
Who?
Yes.
All I'm trying to find out is what's the guy's name on first base.
No, what is on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
One base at a time.
Well, don't change the players.
I'm not changing nobody.
Take it easy, buddy.
I'm only asking you, who's the guy on first base?
That's right.
Okay.
All right.
Name on first base.
No, what is on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know.
Oh, he's on third. We're not talking about him.
Now, how did I get on third base?
Why, you mentioned his name.
If I mention a third baseman's name, who did I say is playing third?
No, who's playing first?
What's on first?
What's on second?
I don't know.
He's on third.
There I go, back on third again.
Don't know.
Now, who's playing third base?
Why do you insist on putting who on third base?
What am I putting on third?
Oh, what is on second?
You don't want who on second.
Who is on first?
I don't know. Third base! What, you got outfield?
Sure.
The left fielder's name.
Why?
I just thought I'd ask.
Well, I just thought I'd tell you.
Then tell me who's playing left field.
Who is playing first?
I'm not staying out of the infield. I want to know what's the guy's name in left field.
No, what is on second?
I'm not asking you who's on
second. Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base!
Why?
Because.
Oh, he's center field.
Look, you got a pitcher on the team?
Sure. What's
the pitcher's name?
Tomorrow.
You don't want to tell me today?
I'm telling you,
then
man.
Go ahead.
Tomorrow.
What time?
What time what?
What time tomorrow you're going to tell me who's pitching?
Now listen, who is not pitching?
I'll break your arm, you say, who's on first. I want to know what's the pitcher's name.
What's on second?
I don't know.
Third base. Certainly.
The catcher's name.
Today.
Today. And tomorrow's pitcher.
Now you've got it.
All we got is a couple of days on it. You know, I'm a catcher, too.
No, they don't.
I get behind the plate, do some fancy catching. Tomorrow's pitching on my team, and a heavy hitter gets up.
Yes.
Now, the heavy hitter bunts the ball. When he bunts the ball, me being a good catcher, I want to throw the guy out of first base, so I pick up the ball and throw it to who?
Now, that's the first thing you've said right.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
That's all you have to do.
It's to throw the ball at first base.
Yes.
Now, who's got it?
Naturally.
First base, somebody's got to get it. Now, who has it?
Naturally.
Who?
Naturally.
Naturally?
Naturally.
So I pick up the ball and I throw it to naturally.
No, you don't. You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
That's different.
That's what I said.
You're not saying that.
I throw the ball to naturally.
You throw it to who?
Naturally.
That's it.
That's what I said.
That's it. You asked me.
I throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
Now, you ask me.
You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
That's
same
it.
Same as you. Who? Whoever it is drops the ball and the guy runs a second.
Yes.
Who picks up the ball and throws it to what? What throws it to? I don't know. Throws it back to tomorrow. Triple play.
Yes.
Another guy gets up and it's a long fly ball to because. Why? I don't know. He's on third and I don't give a darn.
What?
I said I don't give a darn.
Oh, that's our shortstop.
I'm an idiot.
I have to say, that is one of my favorite comedy routines of all time.
I know. I mean, it's by far one of the most iconic comedy sketches that, I mean, even young people know it.
Yeah, and you found a good article from USA Today regarding this. And what did it say?
The article talks a lot about just different ways that they came about it and how it's impacted their life. I mean, it is so impactful that it's been in the Hall of Fame, the Baseball Hall of Fame, for over 60 years.
Yes, I believe they have a gold record on a record player that is spinning nonstop and repeating over and over again this routine that it plays constantly whenever the Hall of Fame is open.
Yeah, I mean, even regardless of, like, the controversy of back in the day that who wrote Who's on First, it is still by far the best duo that when you think of comedy duos, you immediately think of Who's on First.
And Abbott and Costello, the ones who made it famous. If there's anyone who would like to read that article, we will post a link on our website, classiccomedyotr.com. So this is the kind of fare that you will be receiving three times a week from our podcast. We're going to have a few more preview podcasts before we kick everything off on Monday, October 15th, with the first episode of My Favorite Husband, starring Lucille Ball. This is your host, Ron Eckelbarger, saying, see you later, alligator.
And it's your co-host, Ken Eckelbarger, in a while, crocodile.